Part 1.
Here is one example.
Aunt Lucy, I have to do some homework about different jobs.
Do you? Well, you can write about my job.
OK. You're a cook, aren't you?
That's right. I love my job.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
I have to ask you 5 questions about your job.
OK. What's the first one?
Where do you work, Aunt Lucy?
I work at a factory.
OK. I have to write down the answers.
That's OK.
And how do you go to work? Do you go on the bus?
I can't do that. It takes too long, so I go on the train.
OK. And what time do you have to start work every day?
Oh, very early. I start at 7:30, but I have to leave home at 7 o'clock.
That is early. And what do you make at the place where you work?
We make cakes.
Wow! What a great job. Do you eat some of them?
No. If you make them all day, you don't want to eat them.
And my last question. What do you have to wear there?
We all have to wear a uniform. I like it. It looks nice too.
Good. Well, thanks for answering my questions. Can I come and visit you at work one day?
I don't know. Perhaps.
Now listen to part 1 again.
I have to ask you 5 questions about your job.
OK. What's the first one?
Where do you work, Aunt Lucy?
I work at a factory.
OK. I have to write down the answers.
That's OK.
And how do you go to work? Do you go on the bus?
I can't do that. It takes too long, so I go on the train.
OK. And what time do you have to start work every day?
Oh, very early. I start at 7:30, but I have to leave home at 7 o'clock.
That is early. And what do you make at the place where you work?
We make cakes.
Wow! What a great job. Do you eat some of them?
No. If you make them all day, you don't want to eat them.
And my last question. What do you have to wear there?
We all have to wear a uniform. I like it. It looks nice too.
Good. Well, thanks for answering my questions. Can I come and visit you at work one day?
I don't know. Perhaps.
That is the end of part 1.
Part 2. Listen and look. There is one example.
What's your surname, please, Sarah?
Tanner.
Can you spell that, please?
Yes. It's T-A-N-N-E-R.
Thank you.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
Now, you want to take books from the school library, don't you?
Yes, please.
Good. How old are you, Sarah?
I'm 8. My birthday is in September.
OK, that's fine. And who's your teacher?
Mrs. Drummond.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Yes. D-R-U-M-M-O-N-D.
Right. And what books do you like best?
Animal stories.
Excellent. We've got some lovely stories about animals in the library.
That's good.
Now, what are your hobbies, Sarah?
Riding. I love horses.
That's good. Now, the last question, how many books do you want?
Sorry?
I mean, how many books do you want to take each week?
Oh, I see. I'd like 5, please. I read a lot of books at home.
That's fine. You can go and choose 5 books now if you like.
Thank you.
Now listen to part 2 again.
Now, you want to take books from the school library, don't you?
Yes, please.
Good. How old are you, Sarah?
I'm 8. My birthday is in September.
OK, that's fine. And who's your teacher?
Mrs. Drummond.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Yes. D-R-U-M-M-O-N-D.
Right. And what books do you like best?
Animal stories.
Excellent! We've got some lovely stories about animals in the library.
That's good.
Now, what are your hobbies, Sarah?
Riding. I love horses.
That's good. Now, the last question, how many books do you want?
Sorry?
I mean, how many books do you want to take each week?
Oh, I see. I'd like 5, please. I read a lot of books at home.
That's fine. You can go and choose 5 books now if you like.
Thank you.
That is the end of part 2.